Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kyle Worsham. Stars are bright tonight. Triggering Transparency starts now. Tonight's episode, I would like to discuss how you deal with that narcissist in your life. Maybe that's you. Maybe it was you. And you're dealing with yourself. Mirror time is hard for people, you know, looking at themselves in the mirror. It's harder than it sounds. A lot of these terms sound so superficial, so vague. In one perception, I guess, then they could be perceived as such. Because we live in a time where a lot of the words that we use, like love, so powerful, and it's so tossed around, and, you know, some people even think of McDonald's, I'm loving it, you know, and because that's why I like to really interject here that it's the intention behind our words. And your words count. They really do. It's that intention that's going to carry over. And if you're doing things for the right reason, and your intention is grounded and set, you will share it with the person you are trying to reach. Be it your significant other, friend, stranger. Because we are here to share a message. A little side disclaimer, this isn't about religions, guys. I'm here to share a message with you on a common ground that we all share, that spirituality. Now, you may not be awakened to this yet. You may not be conscious of what I'm talking about. But that doesn't mean this isn't subconsciously happening for you, because it is, my friends. Evolution doesn't happen to a few of us. It's a species. It's a global event. Ancient prophecy mentions that there will be a time when a great fire will come. A solar flash. And there will be those of us who will feel like we are passing through warm milk when we hit that fire. That fire hits us. The great purifier, the natives called it. And to purify you, what can pass through the great purifier, the only thing that can pass through is the purest part of yourself, which is that soul. But you have to be self-aware first. You have to be conscious that that is what you are. This is consciousness becoming conscious of itself. All right. Let's see what we got on the books here. So, to pass through this sun. And this ties in with my last episode, The Orbs of Light. We have to be pure. You know, Christ in the Bible, in the Judeo-Christian text. See, these are the truths to be had. There are truths to be had in every religion. Because before they were so bastardized with personal interpretation, personal truth, they were teachings. Just like I'm teaching you. And there are truths to be had. See, truth is truth. It's not meant for interpretation. So, when we bring that I thought, that I self in the middle of that, and start, I don't know, I guess in a way, bypassing that which makes us uncomfortable. That's that which conflicts with something we may like to do in our life. It's hard for somebody to look at themselves without feeling the need to justify. You don't know me, Kyle. I'm a good person, but I had to do that time. I had to be hard. I grew up hard. And I know, I get it. Your pride is a strong thing. It's your badge of honor. This life, it can be hard. We're walking on a plane that is associated with pain. Painful things happen here. But my friends, my brothers and my sisters, my fellow co-creators, and if you don't think you're a creator, you just don't know it yet. You are. We are here to paint pictures, man. We are here to paint high vibrational pictures on this ultimate canvas of lesser frequency, of lesser beauty. We are creators with everything we do. You created more than just for yourself as well. You create for the world, you create for others. You have to look back at yourself, almost as if you were a third person. Not even a person, but a spirit, just looking on. Not having to go into why something's right or wrong, why you had to do something. Just surrendering to that common denominator, and that common denominator is truth. Because that purest part of you is truth. That is the truth you. To pass through the great purification process, we must become self-aware that that is what we are. In my pre-birth memory, there's a section where I don't get it. I still think of myself as that person I had died as. I was talking to a bunch of orbs, and they were talking to me and seeing all this stuff, but I was me. They were them. But then there's a point where I get it. I become self-aware. This is what I am. That's what I'm talking about. Because we are creators. We are manifestual beings by nature. When I was trying to remember that past life and I didn't want to accept where I was, that life was over, and I kept repeating things, I was manifesting pieces of time before my awareness. Literally I'm not just repeating. These are pieces of time, events. This is the reason we see spirits here. And they can't let go. We are creators. That's my point. And we have that here. We have that ability to manifest. But we don't manifest what we want. Because that sounds silly. I'm just going to talk and I want this, I want that. No. There has to be a process there. First, you must believe you are worthy and feel worthy. And that means looking at yourself without judgment. You must learn to use that heart space to talk, that language of the universe, that open language, that connection that we share, that zapping around like in the afterlife, that we have that here. We don't manifest what we want. We manifest what we are. What? Say it again, Kyle. We don't manifest what we want. We manifest what we are. The universe doesn't hear want. I want this. I can't do that. It manifests what you are. You do it. That's the thing. It's nothing external from you doing this. You have that peace of the creator within you. Thus, you are a co-creator. Now, will you prove to be a co-creator for light or dark? Positive or negative? Because in the end, it's all good from my perspective. Why? Why would negativity be something good? The point is, people are shedding their cloaks, their veils. They are feeling just in their personal opinions, justified in their actions, and they are showing themselves. And this was prophesized thousands of years ago as well. This made it into the Bible as well. They won't be able to help it. It'll just come out. And you wouldn't think, like a lot of people, with this whole mainstream religion, you know, and the Nag Hammadi, there's a section where it says, and these are the words of Christ that did not make it in the Bible. It talks about there will be those in this great generation, this great time, who profess to be Christians. They will call themselves Christians, but those who call themselves Christians will have to pay it back. They will have to pay it back. Why? What does that mean, huh? I would like to refer to a quote from John. He is not my religion. He represents the Savior, okay? And keep in mind, guys, I'm not religious. I'm going to get to that. Christ said, "No one come to the Father but by me." We bring our I truth in, our I self, you know, and we see things, how we see the world is really a reflection of our perception. The racist is going to believe everybody's a racist. The pervert is going to believe everybody's a pervert. Take a drink of water. No one come to the Father but by me. Now we can look at this in the perception of, like most in this faith, and various other faiths, anyone who looks for the answer outside of themselves, the ultimate answer. Now there are tools, and there is righteous teachings to be had. But a good teacher is going to build up what that is, which is already in you. It's going to see the Buddha in within you and manifest it out, so it reflects on the outside. This quote is referring to Christ, because remember, Christ was not his name, but it was what he came to identify as. It literally means the crossing. We have to attain this pure state, this creator made flesh, so to speak. We have to attain that state, this crossing, this Christhood. No one come to the Father but by me. It's not that the Father wouldn't even want you there. It's that it's a matter of frequency. We have to be of that frequency. That being is love, that Father, that ultimate creator, the Most High. It is literally love. And we have to be to the frequency of love to even be able to see it. You know, we've known about this light spectrum for well over, 15 years now. Well, most of us, or some of us don't. Because it's still not common knowledge. There's a spectrum. And out of this, we only what's visible to our physical eyes is only 1%. There's 99% of things that are unaccounted for, that are happening around us. Could be happening anywhere that we cannot witness with our physical eyes. Now, why is this not common knowledge? I know why. It's because somebody wouldn't have something to gain. People may have to retract on their prideful decisions or what they've believed in. A lot of people would know it was all a lie. And yes, the way of living on this planet like that is a lie. We have everything we need here. This will not change until we are able to get on that frequency, to become self-aware. In the last episode, I mentioned about the orbs. And keep in mind all this, that Christ was not his name, that it was what he chose to identify as. and the orbs that were congregating around the sun, and then a larger one coming to pick them up and mining energy out of the sun. It opens up and starts sucking stuff out. Now, this is all out there. Anybody can look at this stuff. It's not, I know it sounds wild because it feels like, well, if that was happening, I'd know about it. I know it, you know. But we forget about the magic that's happening here. One comes to pick them up, and then it passes through the sun. And I say it passes through, it doesn't come out the other side. It goes in, and then it's gone. They've been seen coming out as well without going in. So this tells me this sun is a portal. Going back to this Nag Hammadi, back to Yeshua ben David, Jesus, Emmanuel, Christ. One of his disciples asks him, and this is in the Nag Hammadi. He's saying, what is this light that you've given us? This big ball of light that rises in the day and then it goes away in the night. It sure is great. I love that light, you know. I mean, thank you for bringing it. What is that? And Christ laughs. Kind of calls him a fool. Tells him, don't be foolish. Don't think that this sun, this ball of light, is here for you to be content where you're at. That is there for you to strive towards. To cross through the crossing. This is all a matter of spirituality. It's a matter of frequency. We're really ignorant to how the sun and the moon play a key part in our lives. They determine a lot. Happiness and depression. Even the female the moon cycles. Our bodies are connected with everything here, frequency-wise. I do this trick. Well, it's not really a trick. It's fucking awesome, but I mean, I do it with my energy. It's an energy practice, and anybody's welcome to do this. If you have discovered your vibration and know how to give it externally, consciously, you can take crystals, precious stones, gemstones, and do your energy, put a little beam on them. And whenever I do this, I mean, I can even shut my eyes and just go for one, like a dark blue one. I will feel it around that chakra in my body that it correlates to. I will feel the same pattern that I'm doing. If I'm doing triangles, I'll feel triangles around it. So this just further corroborates what I'm saying here. How these two great massive objects on both sides and with our planet as well have a great amount of influence on our time here. And again, this is not a, I mean, this is either happening subconsciously or you're conscious to it. Giving this information to others can be a trip, man. I'm telling you. You know, and it was Krishna who said, teaching those who don't want to learn is like a great, it's very morally unjust for you to do that. Because it's a matter of energy. And yes, it can be depleted. Just because all this happened to me doesn't mean I don't still have to take steps in my ascension. It is a never-ending process. And we are here to tell others. So they may awaken too. So they may experience this too. Because no matter what, everybody's opening up. I mean, spirituality is the new thing, you know? They won't be able to help it. That's what they say. This is the weeds and the wheat. These are those who are proven to be from a lesser fruit that aren't ready. But the great thing about this, the great thing about that negativity, guys, is as we grow spiritually, the more these old paradigms will expose themselves and crumble on themselves. This is just like, wow. You know, I've talked about this water test before, and for those who don't know, like, scientists confirm that, like, you know, you have a glass of water and you tell it you love it for a couple weeks and play it great music, beautiful stuff, you know, high vibrations. And the molecular structure of the water changes. They look at it under a microscope, you know, scientists do. And it looks beautiful, like snowflakes. It looks divine, like, I mean, you just got to see it. And on the flip side of that, you scream at it, tell it you hate it, have that intention rooted in hate, and then verbalize on it. And do that for about a week. It looks discolored, damaged. It doesn't look anything like it did, resembling that macabre water, that snowflake, shiny water. So the point I'm making here is your physical body is made up of a lot of water, like 80 some odd percent. So when you're around tense environments and situations, do you see how this may put some divine context into your time here? Divine purpose is always 20/20 in hindsight. So, moving forward, what I'd have to say now is, like, so this is happening whether be it on a subconscious level or a conscious one. Clouds are another form of matter. And what does it say in these prophecies that rain will begin to fall out of season? That all these great horrendous things will, natural disasters will happen around the earth. And this is just the clouds are a reflection of our connection, guys. So if we have these densely populated areas, which is just about everywhere on earth, and this overwhelming bad intention, or this overwhelming lack thereof, emitting from all the people. And what do we know about that Voyager 1 and 2 that picked up the thoughts in space? Picked up a woman's thoughts in space from years prior, around Jupiter, I believe it was. Our thoughts carry out our intentions. That those intentions, all those negative ones, are affecting the molecular structure of the water on the planet and are carrying out. It's just the same way, guys, like these, you know, violent storms and stuff like that. It's the negative intentions and that negative water, the one that looks discolored and damaged. It says another thing too, that many will take their lives in this time and they will realize that they can't. They will die and realize they can't. And I thought a lot about this one. In my last life, I died from a drug overdose mixing medication with alcohol. I remember it vividly. I was a woman. And I had the feeling that I was studying what I'm talking to you about now, that whole place, and I was catching on to it in that life. This all goes back to the three waves of volunteers, for those who don't know. Excellent research by Dolores Cannon. She's a hypnotist who, in the late 40s, started noticing this reoccurring pattern with those she was hypnotizing. They were all telling her the same story. They were volunteers from this place, and that I describe in my pre-birth memory. And they are from Source, being the Father. And they're all telling her the same story. So she comes to these conclusions, you know, and literally interviews them. Now, these people are, this is happening in their subconscious mind. A lot of these people weren't even conscious to the fact that they were like these Manchurian candidate type style, you know, people or, you know, experiences. I put it that way. And she said that they started coming after the atomic bombs dropped, that we had the power to destroy ourselves and so on and so forth, that these three waves of volunteers would come, all leading up to what would be a golden age for humanity. This golden age was prophesized by every world religion, and it was left out in the Christian Bible, but you can find it in the Nag Hammadi. And The first wave would come, and they would be very depressed while they're there, turn to substance abuse. Second wave would come, and then the third wave would start coming after 2012. This ties in with the Mayan calendar, too. And I believe I was part of that first wave when I was that woman. And when I died, see, it says they were, I didn't try to kill myself, but I was very negligent, and they will realize they can't. Will they just remember the next time they come back? Because ultimately, we're not killing ourselves. Because no matter how you cut it, this is not myself. I'm a being driving this ship. This is a vessel. I can't pass through that fire in this vessel thinking I'm just this. Those who identify as just this skin suit, that's all they are. They can't grow outside of this. That proved to be that. They will feel every flame. It says they will wail and moan. This isn't a permanent state, mind you, regardless of what you may think. This is all about passing through that fire. It's a little food for thought for this week, guys. When we're giving our information to others, it's important to realize how hard it is for one to look at themselves in the mirror. And I mean without judgment. I mean to look at themselves and their actions, and this may be your own self, without feeling the need to justify. Remember that. This is how we grow outside of ourselves. You're here for a purpose. Don't think this awakening means, oh, I remembered something. Now I want to leave here. I can't wait to get back there. You lack grounding if that is the case. And I'm here for you. We have a job to do here. We are creators, guys. Literal creators. We manifest what we are. The cells, guys, the cells in your body mimic the Earth's, your environment here, the frequency of Earth. Literally. This is tied in with the sun and moon, with the whole universe. So as this heightens, this frequency is heightening anyway, with or without you. This is why a lot of us are having our experiences now, that the love has been building up for so long through these volunteers. All right, we vibrate at a higher level, empathy-wise. We change frequency just by entering a room. It's amazing. It really is. These are beautiful times to be alive. There is something great coming. I have a feeling that between now and, gosh, I want to say the next 20 years are going to be, it's going to be a ride, guys. And remember, there's time. Don't look at that to be such a, oh, that's a great amount of time. A lot can happen then and all this stuff. Remember, that's just a blip. All time is happening at once, guys. There is no future. That's just anxiety if you're living in it. There's just the now. No regret, the past. And in the future, it'll be the now then too. That's what we have the power in. That's what we create in, that now. Manifesting a new earth, a unified intention. That's what we're here for. So have that patience with others. And if you're really saying you're enlightened and stuff, then this isn't just I think about the I self, the I me. This is in conjunction with everything that we see and we don't see. We are one with it. That is what that means. And if somebody rubs you wrong, isn't hearing what you have to say, and it triggers you, they know not what they do. What does it say that God is coming to smite them of in the end? Is it of the evildoers and this, that, and the drug users and the perverts and this? No. The monsters, the murderers, no. He is coming to smite them of their wicked opinions. Opinions. Our thoughts are powerful, powerful things. It's time to become self-aware, guys. Self-aware at the peace of that creator that you are. You are my brother and sister in creation. And I love you. This has been a great episode, and I like to wrap this up. Remember, if you have any comments or would like to join in on a podcast, you're more than welcome to leave a message, leave a question in my box. So you can check out the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts, and Anchor. Follow me on Facebook, Kyle and Melissa Kyle and Melissa Worsham, or on YouTube, Kyle Worsham. The name of the show is Triggering Transparency, guys. One love.